drastically. After President Obama's big push on gun control legislation, bipartisan talks tonight on background checks. Now, if you look at the polls, extending background checks to cover all gun buyers is popular, very popular among Democrats, Republicans, gun owners, even some members of the National Rifle Association. Yet our Dana Bash reporting tonight that Congress, which came back today from a two-week recess, shows little sign of doing what as many as 90% of Americans say they want in that regard. So tonight, after speaking in Hartford, Connecticut, President Obama brought a number of Newtown families back to Washington on Air Force One to spend the next few days speaking with lawmakers, telling their stories, trying to make it personal. This is just minutes ago. You see the families arriving. Nicole Hockley lost her son Dylan at Sandy Hook Elementary. She introduced the president this afternoon and called on people to make this the moment when real change begins. And whether you agree or disagree with the legislation he's pushing for, President Obama today made a fiery speech in defense of it. Watch.
Some in the Washington press suggest that what happens to gun violence legislation in Congress this week will either be a political victory or defeat for me. Connecticut, this is not about me. This is not about politics. This is about doing the right thing for all the families who are here that have been torn apart by gun violence. It's about them and all the families going forward so we can prevent this from happening again. That's what it's about.
But getting anything through Congress will be a heavy lift. Now, in a moment, as I mentioned, Dana Bash has some breaking news on the outlines, the potential bipartisan deal on background checks. But first, let's check in with our chief White House correspondent, Jessica Yellen. Jessica, the president seems more emotional talking about guns at this point than any other issue that we've seen him address.
Absolutely, Anderson. The president has repeatedly said that the Sandy Hook shooting was the hardest day of his presidency. But I've talked to aides who have known him dating back even before his White House days, and they tell me that they have never seen him as raw as he was on that day. And so it's not a big leap to deduce that part of his sense of deep emotional connection to this issue is his own sense of responsibility. Look, a gun safety agenda was missing from his first term despite repeated mass shootings. And so now you see him working for it pretty aggressively.
And we know the president was pushing for a so-called assault weapons ban, a limit on the size of gun magazines. Neither is expected to actually get through Congress. So, I mean, one does have to look at the politics of this. What does the White House expect to get from pushing from Congress, if anything?
Well, look, he's calling for assault weapons and magazine clip limits because he'd be called out if he didn't press for the full package of measures he supported right after the shooting. And you shoot for more and get a little less. But you're right. The votes absolutely are not there for either of those two measures. What they are working toward is a deal that expands background checks beyond what exists today, but will fall short of universal background checks for all gun purchases. And privately, the White House is making it very clear that that compromise is perfectly acceptable to them. They're, in fact, urging Democrats not to be too rigid in cutting a deal, not to, in essence, let the perfect be the enemy of the good, Anderson.
And their strategy for getting that deal done is what?
Well, you mentioned that they're getting as many gun violence victims to speak out as possible. For example, bringing those 12 Newtown families, not just encouraging them to come here to D.C., but bringing them here on Air Force One. That's enormously unusual. You'll also see Vice President Biden and Attorney General Holder speaking out here at an event at the White House tomorrow. And then Mrs. Obama will be holding an event in Chicago on Wednesday, an emotional event, her hometown, a city ravaged by gun violence. And I think you'll see more from the president. So a steady drumbeat of pressure from White House officials.